Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to the best 4 to 8 minute podcast you will find anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Owen, alongside my co-host every Monday and every Friday. We recap and preview the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Adam Cheek joins me. Adam, what's going on, brother? Taking a break from points races this weekend. We're going for nothing but million buckaroos. But this time, instead of Charlotte with the All-Star race, we're going to Texas. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be hot, my friend. What's going on? And then we're going to sunny Texas, where the heat index is supposed to be over 105 degrees, my friend. It's going to be spicy.
Oh, yeah, fingers crossed it is hot there rather than rainy, because I had a rainy night myself. I was producing a Flying Squirrels game that got cut short by rain, and then I had to head home and try not to die in some of the worst rain I've driven in a long time. So, yeah, hopefully it stays dry there. Been a good week after Sonoma. Looking forward to doing some all-star racing on Sunday night.
Heat index supposed to be over 105 for all three races. It's going to be an absolute scorcher there in Fort Worth. But Adam, let's dive into some of these questions that I got for you. The All-Star race, obviously, it's been a long topic of controversy, the way the race unfolds, the venue, the package, whatever you want to call it, you name it, it's been controversial. This year's race, it's just look at where they're at this weekend. It's in Texas, another decision that garnered a lot of criticism. Adam, what should NASCAR do going forward to fix this race?
Well, I love the idea of rotating tracks every year. You know, Charlotte's last year was in 2019. Last year was Bristol. This year is Texas. You know, cycling through current Cup tracks, throw in some venues that only Xfinity and Truck Series drivers race at, or even no major series races that just go to something that they haven't been to before. Why not? You know, it's the All-Star race. Test driver skills at a different place each year. All that, especially since it's at Texas this year, which has produced a bunch of subpar racing recently. And considering the format this year, the layout, 6 segments, 3 inversions and a partridge and a pear tree, I think it needs to be simpler. You know, maybe invert the field once and do it just at the halfway point or something. No need for flipping the field a bunch throughout. It just throws everything into chaos. It's interesting, sure, but confusion doesn't really improve the experience of watching a race. So that's what I got for that.
Adam, Hendrick Motorsports has dominated everything this year and has all 4 of its cars locked into the All-Star races here. Now, after 4 straight top 2 finishes, can anybody really stop them this weekend?
I wouldn't bank on them despite their dominance of their 4 cars over 2 races at Texas last year, so 8 total results. Hendrick only had 2 cars in the top 10 overall, and if I remember my brief research correctly, just 1 per race. So I'd honestly have my eye on Gibbs. They had 2 cars in the top 10 there in the summer race last year. And then Kyle Busch won there in the fall. And then Martin Truex Jr. and Denny Hamlin also had top 10s. And Christopher Bell ended up 3rd in that JGR Allied Levine car. So they're who I've got my eye on this weekend.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go, my friend. Ryan Preece's number 37 team decided to skip this weekend's festivities in Texas, mainly because the team doesn't have a charter and isn't obligated to compete. Now, do you think JTG will field Preece for the rest of the full season, or are they going to pull the plug early because they don't got sponsorship?
Well, that's tough because he started the season nicely. He had a pair of top 10s and then sort of fell off a cliff. He does have 5 top 20 finishes since then, but it seems like it's really been a struggle. I think it would be a good idea for them to field Preece for the rest of the season just to give him another full schedule shot. But those sponsorships are definitely hurting them. I definitely like to see it and see if he can rebound and reel off some solid finishes, but it's so up in the air with the sponsors and the performance that I honestly couldn't tell you.
Adam, like we do every single Friday, buddy, I'm going to need a winner. Who's going to win a nice $1 million payday in Lone Star State in Fort Worth, Texas?
Okay, well, I know I did say I wasn't picking Hendrick as a team, but I am picking Kyle Larson because I can't go against him right now. I mean, can you? Because he's won the All-Star race before in 2019. It was at Charlotte, but still. And he's been near untouchable the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see Young Money add another All-Star trophy to his shelf.
Yeah, if you're going to bet against Hendricks, you're... Let's be honest, you're kind of a moron right now because they are on as hot of a streak as I've seen in a long time. Let's just be real, folks. So I got the 5-car win and I got the 9-car finish in 2nd for another 1-2. I know it probably won't count in the top 2 finishes category, but I'm going 1-2 Hendricks again. Larson wins it again, and gets his third consecutive victory. Even though it's not at a points paying race, it's still going to be a victory and a trophy for Kyle Larson.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to me to see all the guys in contention, particularly Larson and maybe Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott's been good the last few weeks, winning at COTA and then doing pretty well last week too. So, and the week before. So we're kind of at that point where Hendrick is dominating. Again, Gibbs is still the team as a whole I'm keeping my eye on, but it's been a really good last few weeks for Mr. Hendrick, and I wouldn't be surprised if it continues.
Apparently, Chase Elliott has a new nickname, according to Adam, because it's Baby Chase Elliott. So, interesting there, Adam. I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be weird. It's going to be interesting. But we will recap it all for you coming up this upcoming Monday here on Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Talk with you on Monday, bro.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And it's going to be weird. All-Star Race on the Sunday night. That is a weird thing to think about. But looking forward to it.
Adam Cheek, associate editor and reporter for FrontStretch.com, joins the program. We follow Adam on Twitter at Adam N. Cheek. Follow me on Twitter at The Brian Nolan. Follow all the latest on the All-Star Race as well as IndyCar in Detroit and IMSA at Detroit on FrontStretch.com. For Adam Cheek, I am Brian Nolan. For everybody here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe. And when you get a chance, please get vaccinated.